Sure. Well, when I was a kid, I had a fish. His name was Swimmer. And, well, whenever they came over to my house, how did they know that I cared for Swimmer? Well, glad you asked, Justin. I used to clean his tank. Well, I don't know if it was a male or female, but he was a Swimmer, and he grew wet. I used to clean his tank, I used to feed him, I used to take him for walks.
Oh. How did you do that, Noah?
I put a little leash on him and I walk him around his bowl.
The bench or the bowl?
The bowl itself.
Oh, okay.
Put a little skateboard. And, you know, if I were to see your pet, how would I know you care for your pet? What do you guys do to care for your pets? Yeah, I don't remember if I gave him enough water. So isn't that how we need to act towards everyone to like care for them?
Now let me ask you a question. Do you love Jesus? You all love Jesus? Alright, well Jesus loves you. How does Jesus know that you love him? Or that, yeah, you love him? And it's a hard question to answer. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus gives his disciples the answer to the question. Jesus said, "Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them." It isn't enough to just say we love Jesus. Instead, we can show God our love by doing stuff and helping others.
So, what are some things that we can do to show our love for Jesus? Well, the Bible is a great place to look for answers. First of all, we can love one another, like it says in John 3, 34, 35. We can also worship him, as well as tell others about Jesus, talk to him daily in prayer, read his word, and forgive others as you forgive us. Heavenly Father, we are quick to tell you that we love you, but we know that we need to show our love too. Help us to show our love for you, just as you show it.